Reach for the Stars by Stephanie Kylan. Illustrations by Israel Ramirez. Genre: a biography is an account of a person's life written by another person. A biography includes facts, details, and ideas the author thinks are important about the person. Question of the week: what is the value of looking at patterns in nature? The sun comes up in the morning and goes down at night. And, on a clear night, we can see the moon and the stars, and sometimes other planets. People have always looked at the night sky, wondering what's out there and what it means for us on Earth. Galileo Galilei was born in Pisa, Italy, on February 15th, 1564. Another famous scientist, Albert Einstein, called Galileo the father of modern science. Because of Galileo, we know that the Earth and all the other planets circle the sun. Galileo was the oldest of seven children. His father was a musician and wool trader. Galileo was a musician too. He played the lute like his father. Galileo's father first considered taking him on as an apprentice in his wool merchant business, but when he realized how intelligent Galileo was, he wanted him to study medicine so he could make more money. When Galileo was 17, he went to the University of Pisa to study medicine as his father wanted. Even though his father put pressure on him to be a good student, school bored Galileo, and he did not do well, except in math. One day, when Galileo was 20, he was walking through a cathedral and noticed a lamp swinging back and forth from the ceiling. He watched the lamp for a while and, using his heartbeat to keep time, realized that each swing of the lamp took exactly the same amount of time. Galileo did more experiments with weights hung on strings from a fixed point called pendulums, and the results made him famous. Since there is so much to learn about the world, all scientists and inventors build on the discoveries and work of other scientists and inventors to solve new problems and make new discoveries. Galileo's Law of the Pendulum helped the Dutch scientist Christian Huygens design and build the first pendulum clock in 1656. Until then, clocks were often too fast or too slow, but the pendulum made them more accurate. We can see the pendulum at work in long case clocks, more widely known as grandfather clocks. Galileo left university without graduating. Although he was good at math, many students were not. They needed extra help, so Galileo made a living by tutoring students in math outside of the classroom. When he wasn't tutoring, his curiosity led him to tinker with experiments, something he continued to do for the rest of his life. During his early experiments, he developed a scale which showed that the same amount of two things could have a different weight. For example, a coin of pure gold weighs more than a coin of pure silver of the same size. Sometimes, people would cover coins made of other metals in gold and pretend they were solid gold. Galileo's scale helped tell real gold coins from the fake ones. For 100 years, great minds have been debating the location and size of a mythical place in a famous book called Dante's Inferno. When Galileo was 24 years old, he took up the challenge. Using his skills in math and clues within the story, he answered the riddle with proof. Many people noticed his work. Finally, Galileo's brilliance won him a position teaching math at the University of Pisa, the job he always wanted. However, he was not happy to just teach. Something inside him made him continue to question the way the world worked. Aristotle was an ancient Greek philosopher and scientist. In Galileo's time, much of what people believed about nature was based on Aristotle's thinking. Aristotle had said that heavier objects fell faster than lighter objects. But Galileo liked to challenge long-held beliefs in the name of discovery. Legend says he climbed to the top of the Tower of Pisa and dropped balls of different weights and sizes from the tower. The balls fell at the same speed and all landed on the ground at the same time, proving Aristotle wrong. This discovery helped future scientists learn more about gravity. In 1609, while on vacation in Venice, Galileo heard about a Dutchman who had made a device to make distant objects seem nearer. It was called a spyglass, later to be named a telescope. Galileo was very excited about the invention and wanted one for himself. So he decided to make his own telescope. He had never actually seen one before, so he used his knowledge of math and science and things he had heard about the telescope to try and try again until he created his very own telescope, which could help him see farther into the distance than he could with his own eyes. However, he wasn't completely satisfied with the results, so he continued working on the design to make a telescope that could see even farther. Through the new telescope, he could see things not only at great distance over land or sea, but far up into the air. He used his telescope to view the moon, the biggest and brightest object in the night sky. To his surprise, he saw that the moon was bumpy, not smooth as everyone at the time had believed. With the help of his telescope, Galileo became the first person to write down observations of outer space. It has been more than 400 years since Galileo first looked through his telescope. All astronomers since then have him to thank for inspiring us to question and discover more about what lies beyond Earth's atmosphere. Again and again, Galileo used his telescope to explore the night sky. In 1610, while looking at Jupiter, he noticed what seemed to be small stars hovering near it. Each night, for weeks, he looked at Jupiter and its stars and recorded their movement. He saw that, little by little, the stars moved around Jupiter, just like the moon moved around Earth. The stars, he discovered, were not stars, but moons. This discovery led Galileo to the realization that not everything revolved around the Earth, as most people believed. Instead, the Earth and other planets revolved around the Sun. In 1610, he published his findings in a short book called The Starry Messenger. However, the idea that the Earth moved around the Sun went against common teachings at the time that proclaimed the Earth to be the center of the universe. Galileo was a man of faith, but he believed that some of the ideas that were passed as fact, without any further questioning, could sometimes be wrongly interpreted. As a result of Galileo's alternative theories, the authorities of the time believed his ideas went against the church. Galileo was put on trial, but in the end, the court found him innocent. However, they warned him not to teach people about his findings. But Galileo could not keep quiet about his magnificent discovery. Years later, he wrote an essay titled Dialogue on the Two Great Systems of the World. The essay compared the idea of the Earth as the center of the solar system with the idea of the Sun as the center of the solar system. Many people read the essay, and it was popular with the public, but not with the church. Galileo was once again tried, and the book was banned. Throughout history and around the world, many people have been tried and books have been banned because they went against the authorities of popular beliefs or values. Many of these people and books have gone on to make great changes in how we see the world. At the time of Galileo's trial, the man was old and sick, so he said he was wrong in claiming that the Earth moved around the Sun. But as he left the room, he whispered, "And yet, it moves." He lived the remainder of his life under house arrest in his home outside of Florence, where he continued his experiments and scientific discoveries until he died in 1642. In 1822, long after Galileo's death, the Church lifted its ban on dialogue on the two great systems of the world. But by that time, it was common and accepted knowledge that the Earth was not the center of the universe. Galileo is also called the father of the scientific method because, when he had ideas about the way the world works, instead of just speaking them as if they were true, he tested his ideas. The scientific method is a method of experiment, observation, and measurement which tests a theory to bring about a conclusion. This method is used everywhere, from school science clubs where students learn about biology, chemistry, and physics, to laboratories where scientists work with chemicals to create new products and medicine, and engineers develop new machines, computers, for use in manufacturing. Modern telescopes are much more powerful than Galileo's early invention, so they can see much farther. Today, we can see far beyond our solar system to galaxies billions of light years away, farther than we can travel in many, many lifetimes. In October 1989, NASA sent an unmanned spacecraft called a space probe to explore Jupiter and everything that exists between Jupiter and Earth. The space probe sent back amazing images and fascinating information about asteroids, comets, moons, and planets. Though Galileo's discoveries met with resistance in his lifetime, NASA honored his legacy of scientific curiosity by naming the space probe Galileo, after one of our most important figures in the history of philosophy and science.